And welcome back into In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples here, News Radio KMAN. And going to switch gears a little bit, talk Manhattan Parks and Recreation. And we have joining us on the phone, we have Eddie Eastus, Director of the Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Eddie will be joined here, we believe, Wyatt Thompson. He has not called in yet, so when he does, we'll bring him on the show as well. He's assistant director. Eddie, sure. I know there's been quite a few changes over the last few weeks with Parks and Rec. What's the latest you can tell us here?
Well, you're certainly correct. I would love to be talking about all of our programs and activities, but unfortunately, at this time, that we have all those activities canceled. All our facilities are closed until at least April the 19th at this point. Registration at all our facilities for summer programs, events, camps, lessons, all have been postponed. Our staff is continuing to evaluate, you know, future programming. At this time, we don't have a date when programs will resume.
Yeah, it's a sad deal because this I know is normally a busy time for Parks and Rec as we're gearing up for springtime and into summer.
It certainly is, with all the variety of camps, not just within Parks and Recreation, but at the zoo, at the Discovery Center, a wide variety of places where we offer programs and activities. At the zoo, though, please be assured, keepers are managing and maintaining the animals daily. We have quite a number of animals, obviously, that have to have regular daily attention, and so just assure the community that that's been taken care of. You can tune in at 2 on Sunset Zoo Facebook. That's facebook.com/sunsetzoo, and you can see highlights of keepers actually in action managing those animals. So, opportunities while you're at home. The Discovery Center is the same. You can keep up to date with the Discovery Center on facebook.com, Flint Hills Discovery Center. They have, maybe a surprise to some, they have a few animals at the Discovery Center as well. And they have some animals that are native to the Flint Hills, some turtles and lizards and snakes. So we have staff that also is coming into that facility every day just to help manage those animals. Down at the Douglas Center, staff's developed a 30-day exercise calendar and a fitness challenge for kids and adults on Facebook. That's facebook.com, Douglas Center MHK. So trying to find activities for people to do at home.
Well, yeah, and that I know from last couple of weeks being at home, I have two kids, and, you know, it's a challenge to get, you know, when you're stuck at home and you got your schoolwork too, but it's not like it was. Just making sure these kids stay active, it's going to be so important here, just because you know, it's so easy to just put things off and just watch TV and sit around.
Well, I would agree that is a challenge. I know Wyatt has a young child at home with him, our assistant director. He's going to be on in just a minute and talk about some of those at-home activities that people can do. But so far as our parks and trails, you know, parks and trails are open. We've closed playgrounds, and we've fenced off the playgrounds, and we have signage out that's cautioning against the use of sports fields for games and practicing. Make sure you're maintaining social distancing at all times, even if you are out in those parks and trails. We've fenced off our playgrounds just to, we really want to make sure people stay safe, and unfortunately, you know, we just felt like we needed to actually fence those off to make sure that they're closed. But just, you know, remember the community, we need to stay away from each other. We need to stay safe. But I certainly understand this past weekend was a great example. Nice as it was, we do need to get out and enjoy the fresh air and get out to a park and walk or something. But just maintain that physical 6-foot distance between you and others that are not in your immediate household.
And I believe Wyatt does join us here by phone now. Wyatt Thompson, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brandon. Hey,
it's good to have you on. And we were just talking here about you know, how much of a bummer it is to not be able to have Parks and Rec operating at its full capacity here. Tell us kind of what your message is here this morning.
Well, you know, there's still lots of great things that people can do at home. You know, I know, as Eddie was saying, I have a little one at home, and, you know, we've had to get creative, but we've come up with some things for him to do and for us to do together, and we are posting some of those ideas on our Manhattan Parks and Rec Facebook page. Right now, we've got a daily art challenge out for the community, and so every day there's a one-word prompt that will give people maybe some inspiration to try some new art. And so today's word is create. And so, you know, anything that you want to create, I guess today is a good day to create it. But some of the other ones that have been on that 30-day challenge are spring, historical figures, distance, pattern, motion, water. And so every day there's a new word. And so people can, you know, get their pencils or paints or markers and, you know, try to do something that inspires them from that word. And then we ask people to post that to us on Facebook or tag us at MHK Art Challenge, and that way we can see the things that they're creating. Last week we did a chalk MHK challenge, and so if you did any walking around your neighborhood last week, you might have seen a lot of chalk art on the sidewalks or driveways or even people's houses or doors in some places. And so, you know, that was another way to just get people's creative juices flowing and try to spread some positive messages around the community. But some other things that, you know, that we've done at our house, you know, we participated in the bear hunt where, you know, people put little bears in their windows and you can walk around your neighborhood and try to spot those. We've done obstacle courses. We've done some frisbee toss, kind of almost like your own DIY disc golf in our backyard. You know, we've done some Lego challenges. We've done some escape room kind of puzzles and, you know, just things to keep, not really school, but, you know, just to keep our minds engaged and keep our creativity up there and get some opportunities for physical activity. We've also posted some cooking videos on our website. I know that's not always in the realm of parks and recreation, but we have some staff that were interested in kind of showing off some of their cooking skills. And so, you know, we're trying to get stuff out there on a daily basis that can help people find some things to do, you know, keep the time going at home, keep their kids engaged, keep themselves engaged. And so far, you know, the response has been pretty good.
Yeah, well, And I know that there's a lot of construction going on as well with, you know, over by the middle school, Anthony Middle School. That's going on right now. What's the progress of that?
Yeah, so all of construction right now is still deemed an essential service. And fortunately, we're at the construction stage where, you know, those workers are able to kind of be distanced inside their equipment. You know, they're not hanging drywall or anything where you got to have, or painting where you got to have people, you know, close together. So at Anthony Middle School, we're constructing the new rec center there, and they're just about to complete, or maybe they did complete on Friday, the building pad. They've been hauling in a lot of dirt, moving dirt around, getting it compacted, ready to start foundations here this week or next. Also at Douglas Center, they've been kind of prepping the site and getting the building pad leveled out and some of the utilities taken care of. So down at the Douglas Recreation Center, they're moving ahead and we'll start foundations very soon there as well. And then we also broke ground at the Eisenhower Middle School project last week. We were supposed to have an official groundbreaking like we did for Anthony and for Douglas and get the community out there and turn some dirt for that project. And unfortunately, we had to cancel that due to social distancing, but the contractor still broke ground without us. And so folks in the Northview area should be seeing some more construction activity around the Eisenhower site here in the coming weeks.
All right. Well, and I know that there's a lot of folks you guys depend on for a lot of part-time jobs, and those will come back at some point. If people are interested, would now be a good time to go ahead and apply for those still?
Yeah, we are continuing to take applications for a variety of seasonal positions in Parks and Recreation. We're not hiring at this exact moment, But, you know, we are taking applications, and as soon as we're able to restart programs and activities, you know, we'll go to that list first to try to hire people into those jobs. So I can't promise anybody an offer, you know, this week, but certainly if you're interested in partnering with us, working with Parks and Rec, you know, go to mhkprd.com/jobs, and you can see what we have available there.
I know it's still a ways off here, but we're getting closer to summer. I'm curious, maybe you or Eddie, if you could just give us an idea of what we're looking at for potential for the swimming pool. Has that been discussed at all? Is that going to open this summer at all even?
Well, Brandon, I'll comment in that regard. I mean, I certainly don't see that we will be opening Memorial Day weekend at this point. Just the training that has to occur takes quite a bit of time, and certainly a lot of that training, we cannot accomplish that with maintaining a proper social distancing. So there's some challenges for us to get pools up and running. We're still going to be, you know, evaluating the pools. We have our park maintenance staff that are at those pools, you know, daily. We're going to continue to prepare and prep. And we'll keep monitoring the stay-at-home orders and the overall health of the community as far as opening the pools. I can't give you an exact date that will happen. We'll just have to continue to monitor the situation.
Okay. Yeah, it's unfortunate. This is new times. We're all having to kind of just learn on the fly here of what every day brings to us here. And hopefully we'll get through this pretty quickly. Anything else we haven't covered that you guys want to make sure to cover before we let you go?
Well, again, as I had mentioned, you know, parks are open, trails are open, but I think in order for the community to effectively practice social distancing, we should stay at home. And I think that's the overall message for the entire community. We should not be going out unless it's for very essential food items, medical items. We should practice that social distancing. Stay home, stay safe, and let's stop the spread.
All right. Wyatt, anything else?
Yeah, I'll echo what Eddie just said. And, you know, one of those things you can do to stay entertained maybe while you're at home. This week we will be posting live camera links to those construction project sites. We've worked with our trade partners at McCown Gordon to get cameras up at the Eisenhower and Anthony Middle School sites. And so if you're into big equipment, driving around, hauling dirt, moving things, watching people work, we'll have those links on our Facebook here this week. And so people can tune in and kind of check the progress of those projects and stay home with it while they do it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Wyatt Thompson, Eddie Eastus, we sure appreciate it. And hope for better times real soon. Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brandon. Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. More In Focus returns after this. We'll talk with Deb Watkins from the Animal Shelter next on KMAN.